Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Jungle Sacrifice. This file will take you deep in the ancient Aztec jungles, a place of mystery and mythology. Close your eyes and imagine having won a holiday into the jungles to explore old ruins and be taught history of the ancient Aztec civilization. An all-expenses trip where you would be taken care of, together with perhaps some other winners as well. The journey itself was quite smooth, everything properly taken care of. And, while of course the jungle itself is not the friendliest place in the world, you were given a good place to sleep, with nets keeping you safe from anything that was trying to interrupt your sleep, so you could relax. Deeper and deeper after all that traveling, and you didn't even notice a stranger sneaking into your tent, readying a blowpipe to paralyze and steal you. They were quick. They took you from your tent and brought you deeper into the jungle. Their movements through the trees, faster than anything you could imagine. It was almost impossibly fast how easy and smooth they could go through all the foliage. And they took you so deep that you had no idea what direction you were going, the sky and the stars hidden by the trees. All you know is that you were taken more and more deep into the jungle, alone, by these strange people. The next thing you realized is that there was an open space. You noticed some, structures around you, some into the trees, some close to the ground, like a village, hidden quite well. And you were brought here, in the center of this village. They hadn't spoken, they hadn't said a single word, and you were brought down, still unable to move, on a pedestal. A smoothened stone worn down by countless generations of weather and wear. And they put you down there slowly, tying you, your ankles and wrist, unable to move even if you had any control over your body. All of this was still done in perfect silence. The tribe did not speak, and you could barely recognize any features in the dark light. Torches were lit. They burned with a strong yellow flame, and the sputtering of the torches was almost the only light you could see and hear, beyond all the things that must be deeper in the jungle. Finally, you could hear some other sounds, almost like a mumbling, a language you couldn't follow. Then more, Soon you realize that it was a form of chanting. The whole population of the village surrounding you. You weren't able to even know how many there were, as the ones closest to you obscured the rest, and the fire of the torches, the light, made it hard to see. It took you a while before you realized that your body was no longer covered by anything. Exposed, tied down, the chanting had a strange effect on you. The more you listened, the more you felt their words sort of resonate inside of you, as if parts of your body listened without understanding the words. The chanting grew and grew in intensity, as did certain feelings inside your body. It was hard to explain why, but powerful arousal, immensely strong desire was growing with the chant. And finally, one of them stepped forward, their best warrior, an image that could have almost stepped from your dreams, a body strong, and yet their eyes were not unkind. You had no idea what was going to happen, but your body was betraying you. The pleasure growing, flowing, getting stronger and stronger, like a river gathering speed. The chants, the sounds, the strange lack of melody that wasn't quite as absent as you thought. There were harmonies and almost a symphony in the chant, different sounds, voices, all together, focused on one thing, and the only one not chanting was the warrior that stepped forward. They were as bare as you are. They moved forward and began to touch your ankles, running their fingers over your legs, all the way up to your hips. You could almost imagine a smile on their lips, as if they were pleased by the powerful reaction that the chanting had on your body. The task that lay before them was not an unpleasurable one, and at the same time it was one that was done out of pride. This felt a little like a hunt, and at the same time it was a sacrifice. Whatever you had, it was going to be taken. Their hands continue to roam over your body, avoiding certain places that the chants made all the more sensitive. As you were tied down, there was nothing you could do about it. Their fingers found places on your body that you were surprised to find sensitive, but it only fueled the flame of desire that you crave to be taken. they paid close attention to your body, to your reactions. You were here as a conduit, a gift to and from the gods. You could hear how the chants had somehow split up into multiple voices, and yet it was still one almost beautiful sound, overwhelming and intimate. The warrior came closer, and they began to take you. With slow rhythmic movements matching the chant, they took. They did not give you a single choice, nor did it in any way feel wrong. There was a connection between you and the warrior, a powerful flow of energy growing together, and as they took you in the middle of the village, you could feel a powerful desire rising inside of you. The coupling like a light that began to blind your mind. And the chanting, the rhythm all increased to bring you closer and closer to a crescendo. There was an inevitability to it. There was a beauty and a rawness to it. Ten, you could feel it begin, like the edge of something, an orgasm, new creation, a big bang, an explosion waiting to happen. Nine, an inevitable tsunami that wanted to build. Eight, washing over you with an inevitable weight. Seven, everything, every part of your body was so sensitive, completely exposed and yet comfortable. Six, it all felt right, as if you were meant to be here, meant to be between these people and the gods, the perfect conduit. Five, a channel, a river, a sea, an ocean building up. Four, the pleasure, the sensation, a new creation. Three, a blissful collection of all these sensations around you, the sound, the feeling, the sight. Two, a blinding light building up inside of you, ready to be released. One, so very, very close, a helpless, deep desire, a powerful, deep need. And come, helpless, powerless, and yet powerfully feeling it flow through your body. Wave after wave of sensation, craving elation and need of passion, pouring from your mind. The lover more kind to you in a way than you had expected. You passed out naturally. And of course, part of you knew that when it came time to wake, it would all seem like a dream. Was it though? Or was it something more? Perhaps you're still carrying the seed of those mysterious gods inside of you. Perhaps you are still carrying the light of some new creation that will try to find a way to express itself. And how will you express this light? One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. Nine, 10, awake. And welcome back. I hope you had a good rest.